Mr. Chair, thank you very much. And I wish to thank all the experts and colleagues who have taken the floor before me for their very valuable comments and observations on Article 10 database and the ways to enhance international cooperation and assistance under this article. I also wish to particularly point out the value that the distinguished delegate from Brazil brings to the BWC forum and also his contribution as one of the chairs of the MXS last year. I want to seek a clarification from him because he pointed out the link between International Cooperation Committee and the International Cooperation Officer. So if he could elaborate a little bit about this committee aspect. As far as I know, and the two conventions or instruments that come to my mind, or two organizations, are the International Atomic Energy Agency and the OPCW. Both of them have international cooperation officers within the Secretariat. But I don't remember if they have committees of the kind that our distinguished colleague Pedro is suggesting, but we'd be very happy to learn about the proposal in greater details. I thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Brazil. India, sorry. This question was directed to the delegation of Brazil, so I guess if you can very briefly respond this question from your colleague. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I would like to thank the distinguished ambassador of India for raising this issue, because it gives me the opportunity to remind colleagues of the discussions in 2018 and 2019 when we highlight this point. The International Cooperation Committee that I'm mentioning is the cooperation committee proposed by the No Aligned Movement in one of its documents. I'm not saying that the final format of the cooperation